You're listening to Talking Baseball with Ed Randall, presented by MLB.com. He's Ed Randall. He's talking baseball. What more do you need?
Hi, everybody. I'm Ed Randall, Big Ed and Nora's baby boy, and welcome back to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball. So I'm touring minor league spring training camps this past March, having been granted the privilege to talk to players and staff about prostate cancer and the work of Ed Randall's Fans for the Cure and how the disease is preventable. My last stop is at Atlanta Braves camp in Orlando, and after I'm done speaking to 150 players and staff, the director of player development and field coordinator, by the way, that's the same guy, tells me how he's teaching the Braves organization about what he calls baseball etiquette. I thought to myself, he needs to tell everybody about baseball etiquette. We all need to know about this. And he should know how the game should be properly played. After all, he spent 20 years as a minor league manager before managing the Baltimore Orioles for three seasons. In his 33rd season in professional baseball, we welcome to the podcast the man who won Manager of the Year honors 25 years apart in the minor leagues. We welcome to the show Dave Tremblay. Dave, great to have you. 1987 Eastern League Manager of the Year and 2012 Southern League Manager of the Year. There is nobody in history, Dave, I think, who ever won Manager of the Year honors 25 years apart.
Ed, it's a pleasure to be on with you. That was a great experience. I wouldn't trade one day for it. A lot of opportunities to teach baseball, see young men develop both on and off the field. And obviously, we've appreciated every moment of it. We get to, talk to people like yourself and go to a lot of nice places that when you're a kid, you just dream about. But, the journey has been a special one. And we're trying to continue that in our present role with the Atlanta Braves.
For those who don't know, Dave, and I think there's a lot of people who don't, explain what a director of player development and a field coordinator does.
Well, we're in charge of, all the minor league players and our minor league staff. We have upwards to 165 players from our rookie levels all the way up to our AAA level, but my main job is in spring training. We put together the daily program. We teach baseball fundamentals. We're in charge of developing our staff and teaching them the nuances of running a ball club and organizing to be a manager, pitching coach, hitting coach. We have supervisors that are in their particular areas of hitting coordinators and pitching coordinators, infield guys, but we oversee the development of our players and put together a daily program for the entire organization, but also implement individual programs for the development of our players and relay that information to John Hart, our president of our club, and John Capolillo and Mr. Schurholz, and basically let them know when we feel people are ready to move. And it's a great job because it's a job where you get the opportunity to teach and interact with not only the players, but the staff.
Let's get down to brass tacks. What is baseball etiquette? How did you come up with the title?
Well, I came up with the title because people say, well, you would teach baseball fundamentals. And I say, yeah, but before you can teach baseball fundamentals, you have to teach people how to play the game correctly. And I think what's happened over the years is, we get a lot of young players that don't understand the history of the game. It's become a showcase type environment where a lot of the kids come out of, tryout leagues and don't understand about the standards and the approach. I think that's really it, standards and approach, that the game has had for a long time. I mean, we've been very fortunate to talk to a lot of major league players who played the game for a long time, and I think you marvel at their day-in and day-out approach of body language, how they go about playing the game. And I think it's different than policies. I think every organization has policies on, how you wear a uniform or how you do bunt plays or how you do cuts and relays. Those are policies. I think baseball etiquette is a way you go about playing the game. It's an old school approach with old school values, and I think it's sorely needed. And I think you have to teach it. You have to really teach it. And what we do is every day in spring training is we start out with a theme of the day. a word of the day and explain that and how it relates to the game of baseball.
Can you give us an example of that?
Teamwork, respect, responsibility, hard work, all those things, commitment, all those things that I believe are really important in order to success of not only the player as a person, but as a man. Sportsmanship, the ability to control your emotions, body language, all those things I think are really sorely needed, and it's too late when a guy gets to the big leagues if they haven't learned that.
When did you determine, Dave, that there was a need to imbue this in your players?
Well, the opportunity that we had in Baltimore, you know, managing the club, and we had a lot of young players on that team at the time, you know, and Weeders, Markakis, Jones, Tillman, a lot of those guys were force-fed to the big leagues, and they really didn't understand the etiquette of the game and how you go about carrying yourself in the game. And I think the players learn from watching the veterans on your club. We didn't have a whole lot of veterans. We had Mora and Tejada. Roberts was still relatively a young player. So I thought it was really important when we went up against the Yankees and Joe Torre's clubs and Terry Francona's clubs in Boston that we represented the history of the Orioles the right way. And I think what we tried to do was bring in some of the guys who had made the Orioles what they were and had made the game what they were and relayed to those players how you go about being a professional. I think that's really the bottom line, how you go about being a professional, not only as a player, but as a person. And I think there's something to be said for that, especially in today's game. So I think that's when it really clicked for me. I think we were doing that those 20 years previously in the minor leagues and probably didn't know it because what we were trying to do was develop the character of the young man first and then the ability second. And I think that's really been our emphasis these last few years with the Braves.
Dave Trombley is with us. He's the Director of Player Development and the Field Coordinator for the Atlanta Braves, and he is teaching his players baseball etiquette. When you watch live games or you see highlights, and you see in the highlights a player bringing attention to himself, or you're watching a game live, Dave, and there's a bat flip, or there's the player doesn't run to first base, do you get distressed?
I get nauseated, to be honest with you, Ed. I try to. We tell the players, if you're going to bring attention to yourself, make sure it's done in the right way, and make sure if somebody's going to say something about you, let it be positive, and don't give people a reason to say something bad about you. I think, you know, all you have to do is, you know, we're an old school guy. You go back and you look at, when Roger Maris hit the 61st home run, he ran around the bases with his head down. He had to be pushed out of the dugout.
Right.
To tip his cap. The game has changed. And obviously the way the game is being played by young people has changed a little bit. We're not trying to take away anybody's enthusiasm or anybody's love for the game or limit anyone in how they go about it. But I think there is a definite right way to show respect to the game, to show respect to your teammates, not to show the umpires up, and to be humble, because we all know what it's like to fail, and we don't like to see guys act one way when they fail and then act another way, when they're successful. I think you have to act like you've been there before, know how to deal with things with dignity and grace, and I think you really have to teach it all the time and demand it from your players. From the littlest things of, you know, making sure your players run on and off the field, run out to their position. When you hit the ball, make sure you touch first base. When you hit the ball and it's a home run, we don't flip the bats or we don't stand there and stare at it. You know, we don't chip at the pitchers. We're not eyeballing anybody. And I think that's really important because it leads to problems and bad feelings.
How long have you been teaching baseball etiquette?
I think over 30 years I've been teaching baseball etiquette.
Now it has a title. The only difference is now it has a title.
It has a title now, Ed. I've been teaching baseball fundamentals, and you're teaching bunt plays and fundamentals and cuts and relays and how to play the game. And all along what we're trying to emphasize is before you can do that, you have to respect for yourself. I learned this long ago from Sandy Alomar Sr. When we were talking about how you play the game and to play the game the right way. And he always told his boys, before you can have respect for the game, you have to have respect for yourself. And I think that goes hand in hand with what we try to do and what we've tried to do for the last 30-some years with our players. You have to respect yourself. And then when you do, you can respect the game and have an idea of the people that have come before you and the obligation that you have going forward to make sure the game remains what it is. It's a very, as you well know and I know, it's a very special game. It's a very sacred game.
Yep.
And my biggest worry as I get a little bit older is that we're handing it off to people or, that really don't understand the history of the game. I remember talking to Joe Torre and La Russa and Bobby Cox, and I was a young guy managing in the big leagues, and they would always tell me about passing the torch on. People are reluctant to pass it on to people that aren't going to continue the greatness of this game and the beauty of this game and the standards of this game that have made it maybe a little bit different than the other major sports.
What has been the reaction to baseball etiquette inside your organization?
Oh, we've been very, very well received. And I think the kicker is when we go play other clubs and our guys notice how some of the things are not addressed or how other teams, not all of them, but some of them, you know, you have a tendency to overlook some things. I've always felt that players want to know a few things. They want to know if you can help them. They want to know how much you care. And they want to know if you're in it for yourself or you're in it for them. And what we've always tried to do is let them know that we're in it for the right reasons. We want to make sure that, you know, they get every opportunity to show what they can do. We try to teach them how to play the game correctly, but we also try to give them something where they can feel good about themselves. And it really comes down to pride and respect. So from that standpoint, you know, the foundation of the Braves has been very good for a long time. It's been player development and scouting, going back to Bobby Dews and Paul Snyder and Bobby Cox, John Schuerholz,
Roy Clark, and, all those guys.
All those guys. Yeah. We have people in our organization that are teachers, coaches, been here 40-some years. And I think all we've tried to do is come in and polish it up a little bit and reemphasize the very basic things that are most important, very basic things. We take infield. We do fundamentals. We wear the uniform right. We run on and off the field. We have a whole lot, you know, if your pitcher gets taken out, little things, Ed, that you have to teach guys. You get taken out of the game, and when you walk off and you tip your cap to the fans, you have time for people.
I'm so glad you said, you know, I'm so glad you said that, because I'm watching postseason baseball last year and I'm seeing these guys getting tremendous ovations and nothing, head down, no acknowledgement whatsoever. And I thought, that's just Bush League.
Yeah. You know, you have to teach it. And I think you have to reinforce it. And I think you have to encourage.
Yeah, but isn't it amazing that you have to teach it, though?
You have to, because
you're doing so,
you know,
much
some
more
people
teaching.
Think they're above it.
Yeah, you know,
so I think some people think they're above it, or it's not really important. People forget. You know, the game's for the players, but more importantly, the game's for the fans. And you have to show respect to the fans and appreciation to the fans. And when you lose that, you know, we're all in trouble. So,
but you're teaching. You're doing
everything that we possibly can, and not leave any stone unturned. And keep reminding guys, and when things come up, we address it, and we don't make a big deal out of it. But we don't think we're better. We just think we do it right, and it's the way it's supposed to be.
And that the most important thing is to bring honor to the name on the front of the uniform, not the name on the back.
Yeah, the game's going to go on long after you and I are gone and long after these players are gone. What people are going to remember is how you played the game. I can look in the books and see what kind of stats guys had and this and that, but I want to remember what kind of person they were, what kind of player they were, and what contribution they made to the game. And, you know, character really counts for us. Makeup is really important. Obviously, we feel as if we have a tremendous amount of ability with our players and our system. We've got really, really good players. But what's going to get these guys to where they want to go is being team guys, not thinking about themselves, not showing it, and doing things right, doing things right.
Do you know any other organizations that are doing what you're doing?
I've talked to a lot of guys. I've talked to a lot of people in the game, and, you know, they'll come by and be very complimentary to what they see. And I think we've exchanged these ideas with a lot of organizations, and they're trying to do it. I think what happens, though, is it's a relentless task. and you can't take your foot off the pedal. You have to continue to do it. So I don't know how many other clubs are doing that. I know it's a real big emphasis with us, with the Braves, and with our staff, with our players. I'm in Florida right now with our Florida State League team, and I met with the club last night after they took batting practice and reminded them of some very basic things of when you hit it, make sure you run. Keep the helmet on your head when you run off the field. Run out to your position. Slide at second base on the third out. Some little things that
but you're doing
maybe
a lot more.
A lot of people take for granted, but we certainly don't.
Yeah, but you're doing a lot
by people.
You're
that
doing
have been in the game for a long time.
Sure, but you're doing a lot more teaching now than you did 33 years ago, when a lot of that stuff that you're just describing was instinctual.
Well, and I think a lot of it too, Ed, is environment. I think we're getting players from different environments now. We're more than just being a baseball coach or a baseball manager. We have to take the role on of being a parent in some instances, a big brother, a counselor. Kids don't watch the game like you and I did. You know, I cut the box scores out of the Sporting News every Thursday when I was a kid. We know the history of the game. We know the people who've played the game. I remember talking to Al Kaline a few years ago when I was in the big leagues, and I asked him why he played every day. He didn't take any days off, and he always wanted to throw from the outfield, and he took infield, and he told me, Dave, there might be one person that came to watch me play, and I wanted to make sure I was ready and make sure I played the very best I could. And I think a lot of kids now, they forget that. They have an obligation. They're role models. A lot of people don't think they are, but they certainly are, and they're sorely needed now, not only in this game but in our society, of people that do things right and work for things and it means something to them and want to give back, not take. That's a big thing with us with baseball etiquette. We want to give back to the game. We don't want to take. We want to enhance it. We want to make it better. We want to leave it in a better place when someone else comes and takes our place, because like I tell the players, men, your time is going to be short-lived. There will be somebody else to come and take your place. And at some point in time, your time to play this game will be over. So let's make sure we do it right and do everything we possibly can to enjoy the experience and get the very best opportunity that's provided for us out of it.
And when you mention Kaline, that's exactly what Joe DiMaggio said a generation before Kaline, Dave, that when he was asked, why do you run hard out of the batter's box all the time? And he said, because there could be somebody in Yankee Stadium that has never seen me before, and I owe it to them.
Oh, there's no question that it's such a great game. And when it's done right, it's such a beautiful thing. No one ever says anything to you. I remember, going into Yankee Stadium in Fenway, no one will ever say anything to you when your fundamentals or your team plays really hard. But people will certainly bring it to your attention when things aren't done right, and it really stands out in a very negative way. Like I said, we don't want to attract attention to ourselves in that way. We want to make sure we attract attention to ourselves by saying, you know what, this is very special. We have respect for the game. We're teaching the game the right way, and now you can feel real good about yourself when it's all said and done.
And that the way Derek Jeter played the game, when even if he hit the ball back to the box, back to the pitcher, he ran like hell to first base, because you just never know. And Jeter should not stand out. That should be the standard.
Yeah, that should not be the exception. I marvel at Jeter. I remember, those day games, they play those 107 games in Yankee Stadium in the middle of the week all the time, and he'd be out there taking ground balls at 10:30 in the morning. He hit every day. Him and Cano would be on the line before the game, playing long toss, running sprints. And it was the same approach day in and day out. And I think that's the beauty of the game. You never blink. You don't show somebody that they've pushed your button. You don't show emotion one way or the other. And that's a tough guy. For me, that's a tough guy. That's a real strong guy. It's easy to go the other way. I think it's easy to, be theatrical one way or the other, to, have your dauber down, or to be celebrating like, you've just won the lottery. And I don't think that's the way you play the game. I think you have to be even keel.
Dave Trombley is with us for just another few moments. You did graduate work in sports psychology at Penn State. Have you used any of that in your baseball life?
I think we all do that. I look back at all those things, and I think, common sense is probably what you use more than anything else. And I think what I've used is experiences that I've seen, you know, from a lot of other people. And as I'm sure you have too, most of what you do is you learn what you don't want to do because you learn from other people or you see from other instances that's not how you want to be treated or that's not the approach that you want to take. And I think you steal and borrow from a lot of other people, and the good ones. I've been very fortunate to, you know, observe a lot of other people. But as far as, you know, basic fundamentals of learning and graduate school, I think all those things that have led me as a reinforcement to say, yeah, that's the right way. They give you some openings and some ideas of how to go about doing things. So I've been very fortunate from an academic standpoint to translate those things in a practical way because the game is very diverse now. You get people from all different kinds of backgrounds in all different countries, and I think you have to put yourself in that place. And I think my background in education has allowed me to do that.
And what a great marriage it is, Dave, that you were teaching baseball etiquette at a time in which the Atlanta system is said to be loaded, that you were making an impression on a number of great players that a lot of people feel will have an impact at the major league level very shortly.
Well, what keeps us going, Ed, is when somebody goes to the big leagues or somebody gets moved up at our level, I tell our players and I tell the managers, we never want anybody to come back and say, didn't anybody teach you anything? And it's not so much about the game, but how to act, how to be professional, to know the nuances of the game. I never want anybody to say, didn't anybody teach you anything? So we're going to make sure that we don't leave any stone unturned. From when you report to another club, you put your bag down in your locker and you go knock on the manager's door and you tell him you're here. Every little detail is addressed, and that's what keeps us going because it's about special people and it's about the beauty of the game. And if we can just make a small contribution, it's all been worthwhile.
Dave, best of luck to you. So that'll do it for Dave Tremblay and myself on MLB.com. If you were on the move, thanks for the ride. And thanks for listening to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball.